Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Inuyochu. They fixed the text box. See, it's gone. So yeah, let's go ahead and continue. Things are gonna get crazy. So this is Shunju Academy. We spent a good deal of time just standing there looking up at the school building. This place is way bigger than I expected, especially considering it's out here in the mountains. I know, it feels almost bizarre. Supposedly, their aim is to provide their students with optimal education in an optimal environment. And in order to put that policy into action, Shunju Academy deliberately established itself out here, away from the hustle and bustle of the city. I can't imagine how much of a pain the daily commute must be. Feel Takeru's presence yet? Not really. I'm afraid, but I'm pretty sure she's been here. The towering school building, the quiet mountains surrounding it, I can't help but find a strangely ominous air about the whole place, or feel a strangely ominous air about the whole place. But jumping to conclusions isn't going to help our investigation. If anything, it could make us lose sight of the truth. That's something Takeru often tells me. It's Takeru. Anyway, let's go meet the principal for starters. Right! Feeling somewhat on edge, I promptly take charge and head for the entrance with a similarly disoriented Yamato in tow. Excuse me. Me too. After asking for some directions, we get ushered into the principal's office, a richly furnished room with some genuinely luxurious carpeting. The entire place practically screams high class. However, huh? Where's the principal? Inside, we're greeted by a student who looks to be roughly the same age as us. I'm pretty sure I specifically told them that we had come to meet the principal, but when Yamato and I shared a puzzled look. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Misaki Tatsuya. Okay, yeah, Tatsuya. Misaki Tatsuya, and I'm the deputy principal of this academy. He gives us a smile and a curt bow. Huh? You're the deputy principal? But he meets our surprised looks with an amicable smile. Are you perchance Shiratori Mikoto? Professional demon hunter? Yes, that's me, Shiratori Mikoto of the Black Cat Demon Hunting Agency, at your service. Caught off guard, I hastily introduce myself. In my panic, my voice also ends up slightly cracking. Do forgive me for startling you. You see, the principal has recently fallen ill, and I'm serving as his substitute in the meantime. He gracefully closes the distance between us and takes my hand in his. Compared to your sister, you have an entirely different air about you, and your hair. It truly is a beautiful shade of red. Huh? Thank you very much. That was a little Elvis. His hands lightly brush against my hair. Having him so close makes me blush from ear to ear. I find myself in a mild state of panic. I'm at a complete loss as to how I should behave. But then, excuse me, I'm Tachibana Yamato. Yamato cuts in between us and yells out an introduction looking visibly rattled. My apologies, I appear to have made your boyfriend jealous. Give me a break, we're not like that. Right, he's absolutely 100% not my boyfriend. Misaki's nonchalant comment makes the both of us raise our voices in joint protest. The deputy principal's eyes widen in surprise. Oh, is that so? In that case, I do believe I have a genuine chance with Miss Mikoto here. Huh? A chance? I hope we can get along, Miss Mikoto. He gently lifts up my hand and plants a light kiss on it. Right, I hope we can get along, too? That's about the extent of the reply I can give him as my cheeks flush bright red. You piece of... Stop being so creepy with Makoto and get the hell away from her. Yamato cuts in once again, pulling the two of us apart. My, my, may I inquire about your relationship with her then? Huh? My relationship with her? As Misaki's lips curl into a smile, Yamato steals a few quick glances at me. We're just childhood friends, okay? He gives a loud but defeated reply. Misaki chuckles with his hand in front of his mouth, no doubt finding the situation entirely too amusing. Then what's the problem? Huh? I'm asking what the problem is with me being so cordial towards Miss Makoto. Well, I, you know... As much as he hates to admit it, Yamato has no good answer to give. But then, as if he suddenly remembered something... Forget about all that! We need to talk about Takeru! Tell us where you're keeping her now! His tone becomes even more forceful. Settle down, Yamato! You can't just throw around accusations like that! You're making it sound like Misaki did something to her! I quickly admonish him, but he's got a point. We did come here to ask about Takeru. We didn't mean any offense. It's just that we're desperate to find Takeru and... And none was taken, Miss Makoto. That said... Misaki slightly tilts his head to tell the... Get this right, guys. Misaki slightly tilts his head to the side. Your question is rather perplexing. You see, Miss Takeru has already finished her investigation and returned home. I believe we did tell you as much over the phone. Huh? She left? But that can't be right. When I called the school, they told me her investigation was still underway. Something doesn't add up here. My increasingly pressing tone forces Misaki to make a troubled expression. Right, I do believe she left after that call was made. In any event, she ought to be back home by now. So you can no doubt imagine my surprise when you two came here to ask about her. But that... Yamato and I share a look. If Takeru is already home, Yoru would have called us by now. But the fact that he hasn't means we genuinely have no idea where Takeru is right now. My legs begin to tremble. I feel like there's a lump in my stomach. My heart is jackhammering in my chest. But I need to stay calm and collected. I have to. The truth is, we haven't heard from Takeru in a while. She never returned to our agency either. She called us on the first day she arrived here, and that was the last time I spoke to her. Is that so? But I do vividly recall Ms. Takeru mentioning how her investigation as well as the exorcism were both finished. Misaki appears just as surprised as we are. He falls deep in the thought, looking almost as if he's talking to himself. You better not be lying, pal! Quiet down, Yamato. Now's not the time. I don't think Misaki's lying to us, honestly. If anything, he seems genuinely taken aback by what I've just revealed. Oh, that reminds me. Did Takeru leave some sort of a written report? A report? Yes, she did. I believe it should be around here. Misaki produces an envelope from a nearby cabinet. It's a written report with the black cat stamp visible on the outside. This is Takeru's report, no doubt about that. Written in Takeru's neat handwriting, the report briefly outlines the particulars of her investigation, including that of the exorcism. So she really did come here, and she finished her assignment to boot. But that just makes this whole situation even more confusing. I have a favor to ask, if I may. After spending a good deal of time just staring at the report, I abruptly look up at Misaki. Could we, have a closer look at this report? It'd help us find my sister. A closer look? We used it to trace the path my sister took during her investigation, and maybe, just maybe, it might lead us to something. I realize how desperate I sound, and I think Misaki does too. I suppose you're right. And then, after a moment of deliberation, Miss Takaru's whereabouts do concern me. Besides, how could I say no to a request from Miss Makoto herself? Very well, you have my permission to use the report. Well, wow, really? That's amazing? Excuse me. Well, wow, really? That's amazing. Thank you so much, Misaki. Feeling immediately relieved, I can barely contain my excitement. Finally, a lead! We can start searching for Takaru. Sure, I was gonna do it anyway without his permission, but Misaki's support will make things significantly easier for us. My permission, however, is granted on one condition. Oh, and what would that be? That you start calling me Tatsuya instead of Misaki. The nerve of this guy! Before I have the chance to react, Misaki's unexpected proposal gets a rise out of Yamato. Tatsuya. As for me, I give him the meekest answer imaginable while blushing from ear to ear. Why would he come up with a condition like that? Alright then, Tatsuya, we're off to comb through every last inch of this school. Very well. Then allow me to grant you temporary admission to our school as guest students. It should make it easier for you to traverse the campus. Taking barely any notice of Yamato's outburst, Tatsuya breaks into a reassuring smile. God, I can't do it. I just can't call him by his first name all of a sudden like this. Misaki, he's unlike anyone else I've interacted with. Almost like a real adult. However, I would appreciate if you could conduct your investigation when classes aren't in session. Otherwise, you might end up disrupting the academic pursuits of our students. Of course, we'll keep that in mind. It's common practice when infiltrating various facilities. In most cases, the actual hunting of demons takes place at night anyway. During the day, we generally don't do more than blend in with the students while looking into various minor things. If anything, this makes it easier for us to move about the campus and gather valuable information. Oh, and seeing how we'll need to investigate during nighttime as well, would it be too much to ask for access to facilities like the infirmary and such? Not at all. In fact, Takaru was granted access too. I see no reason not to give you the same courtesy, especially considering the situation we now find ourselves in. We have a cafeteria, a heated swimming pool, and a set of showers as well. Don't hesitate to make use of them should the need arise. Wow, really? Thank you so much. Here I thought I was asking for too much, but we ended up with access to both food and free showers. If that's not a win, I don't know what is. Frankly, I was fully prepared to have to figure out a way to get food off campus, which makes Misaki's offer even more welcome. Come on, Makoto, we're leaving. Huh? Wait, hold up! A very clearly disgruntled Yamato tries to drag me out of the principal's office. I've assigned the two of you to Miss Nanaharu Koharu's class. I'll go ahead and contact her. But please do. And thank you again. We'll be leaving now. I hastily leave the office, mostly due to Yamato's forceful insistence. Yamato, come on, stop pulling on me like that. Jeez, I've never seen him so grumpy before. When I finally free my hand from his, Yamato gives me a hurtful glare. God, I already can't stand that guy. This isn't the time to be falling head over heels for old Prince Charming, you know. Excuse me, I wasn't falling head over heels for anyone, okay? You totally were, though. I saw what I saw. Well, you saw it wrong. And what's with the attitude anyway? You're supposed to help me find Takaru, but you're too busy sulking like a kid. Well, duh, it's because you were getting all worked up over a bunch of superfluous compliments. Look, can you just drop it? I didn't get worked up at all. No, you definitely did. That smug, dandy-ass bastard even went so far as to kiss you. Come on, stop making a mountain out of a molehill. It was just my hand. He just, you know. Why are you blushing? I'm not blushing, okay?
thing is it?
My, my, I see you're having fun. Am I correct in assuming that you're our latest transfer students? Oh! Huh? Our quarrel is interrupted by a soft, soothing voice. Guess we were so focused on our arguing that we ended up coming all the way to the staff without to the staff room without even realizing it. Yeah, they do argue like a married couple. We're very sorry. The charming young lady who stopped us responds with a warm, understanding smile. Nice to meet you. My name is Notoharu Koharu, but everyone just calls me Miss Koharu. Oh, so this is the woman that's going to be our homeroom teacher. I'm Shiratori Mikoto. I give her a curt, I'll bet, somewhat embarrassed bow. And I'm Yamato, Tachibana Yamato. As for Yamato, he's got characteristically dumb look on his face. And I know exactly why. They're huge! He's ogling Miss Kahara's chest so intensely, I'm surprised his eyes haven't popped out of his skull yet. Hey! Ow! I elbow him in the side. I can't believe you were lecturing me about this exact same thing not 5 minutes ago. Mikoto, you little... Oh, is something the matter? Nope, not at all. Everything is just peachy. Good. Shall we go to the classroom then? I'd love to introduce you to the rest of the students.
Hi.
Coming. Me too. I follow Miss Kaharo's lead in a chipper mood while Yamato massages his side with a pained grimace. Everyone, if I could have your attention, please. When we step into the room after Miss Koharu, the class immediately quiets down. I can practically feel their eyes glued to us. I'm happy to announce that two brand new guest students will be joining our class today. Alright, go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys. Urged on by Miss Koharu, we both step out in front of the class and start writing our names on the blackboard. My name is Shiratori Mikoto. Just call me Mikoto, okay? It's nice to meet you all. I perform a polite bow. Self-introductions never fail to make me nervous, and this time's no different. But at the same time, I'm a little excited, too. And I'm Tachibana Yamato. My favorite sport is kendo, and I'm always accepting confessions from cute girls. Nice to meet y'all. Whoosh! Yamato's inane introduction garners only awkward silence from the class. Some of the girls look at him with expressions of mild disgust before starting to whisper among each other. Huh? I usually get better reactions than that. Will you ever learn? He's always like this. I'm beyond tired of his usual antics. I wonder why he keeps doing it. They'll only be here for a short while, but do try to get along with them, okay? Your seats are over there, by the way.
Hi.
Right! I spot two open seats in the very back of the classroom. We sit down next to each other. Yamato, could you please rein in your nonsense for a bit? You're embarrassing both of us. Get off my back, jeez! Yamato gives me a sulky answer. He's probably disappointed that the girls in the class didn't react the way he wanted them to. Well, whatever. Serves him right. Okay, everyone. Please save all the chit-chat for our next break. Class is about to begin, so eyes up here. Miss Koharu's voice once again makes the entire classroom quiet down. We sit up straight and start fumbling about for the textbook inside our respective desks. And with that, class finally begins. I feel bad for Miss Koharu, but I'm not in the mood for class right now. What happened to you, Takaru? Are you still at this school somewhere? I attempt to search for Takaru's presence, but it's no use. The only thing I feel is a protective barrier erected by her. She definitely came here, that much is true. I feel a certain restlessness come over me. I want to start exploring the campus immediately. I think we'll stop here for today. Make sure to review everything we went over, alright? The moment Miss Kaharu leaves the classroom with a textbook in hand, I stand up from my seat. Come on, Yamato, we have work to do. Or we've got work to do. I want to find Takaru as soon as possible, however. Say, Shiratori, I heard you're a model, is that true? Your hair is so silky and beautiful, what kind of shampoo do you use? I suddenly find myself surrounded by several of my new classmates. Yo, Shiratori, mind sharing your three sizes with us? What? Is that like a normal thing in Japanese school? One of the guys even goes so far as to blurt that out. They're positively bursting with eager curiosity, and I can't find it in myself to say no to them. My three sizes are a secret! Also, you can just call me Mikoto. As for the shampoo I use, we're only really chatting about mundane everyday topics, but I enjoy the lighthearted mood of it all, so I just let it all play out. So, is that Tachibana guy your boyfriend? One of the girls asked me that in a low, hushed tone. What? No! Why would I date a pervy loser like that? Awesome! Then you should go out with me! Absolutely not. I mean, you look no less pervy than he does. The first thing you did was ask for my three sizes, and don't think I didn't notice you staring at my boobs all day. God, guys are such losers. The girls all share a hearty laugh. From the outside, the building looks so cold and clinical, but the students in this class seem like genuinely good people. Miss Kaharu was really nice, too. Come on, Mikoto. Didn't you say we had work to do? Oh, right, I did say that. Yamato, who's been somewhat isolated from the rest of the class, finally addresses me, sounding more than a little disgruntled. He's right, though. We need to hurry and look into Takaru's disappearance before the break is over. Sorry, guys. I need to go take care of something real quick. Come on, don't be like that. What could be so important? I can show you around the campus if that's what you wanted to... No, that's okay. We'll be fine on our own. I'm really sorry, guys. I clap my hands together in a show of apology before hurrying away from the crowd. Seriously, Mikoto, we didn't come here to gossip and chat away. Look, I know, okay? Anyway, let's go. We've wasted enough time. Whoa, hold up, Yamato. Stop running around like a dog with no leash. I go slower if we weren't running out of time thanks to a certain someone. Laughing, Yamato leaves me with a somewhat mean-spirited comment before storming out into the hallway. But then... Crash! Yeah! That was definitely the sound of someone crashing into someone. Come on, can't you be a little more careful? I hurry outside into the hallway, and realize Yamato has just bumped into a girl carrying a large stack of papers. Oh man, see, this is exactly what I was trying to warn you about, dumbass. Are you alright? I'm so sorry. I hurry to the girl's side. Ugh, that hurt a whole bunch. The girl's face gets redder and redder by the second. When Yamato bumped into this unlucky young girl, he landed face first into her chest, and into a position where he just so happens to be fondling her breast with both hands. Because it's hentai world, of course.
Hentai Bakayamato!
Yamato, you useless, perverted loser! I snatch Yamato by the nape of his neck and forcefully drag him away from the poor girl. Gah! My neck! My poor neck! I may or not have heard his neck crack make a cracking sound, but either way, I pay it no heed. I'm so sorry this happened to you. Are you okay? Not only was she tackled, but she was sexually assaulted as well. I've no words to describe just how awful I feel about this. I snatch up some of the papers scattered across the floor and hand them back to her. Yes, I'm fine. She stands up, quickly pats down her butt, and looks at me with an expression of uneasy concern. Our rather out-of-place uniforms must be somewhat confusing to her. Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Shiratori Mikoto, and I'm a new guest student. You see? Nice to meet you. Oh, and the walking piece of human garbage over here is Yamato, but you don't need to remember his name. Hey, could you stop making me out to be some kind of monster? Yamato cuts in, still rubbing the back of his neck. Look, I'm sorry about what happened. I ran out in a hurry and wasn't looking where I was going. Again, I'm really sorry. Yamato gives the young girl a deep bow, continues looking at him with widened eyes. Yamato? You mean that Yamato? Hmm? By any chance is your family name Tachibana? Huh? How'd you know that? I only mentioned his first name, didn't I? We both look at her in puzzled shock. As for the girl, her cheeks flush an even brighter hue of red and her eyes take on an excited glint. I almost can't believe it. You really are the Yamato I know. Huh? Wait, what? Whoa, hold up a second. What's going on here, Yamato? Do you know her? I mean, I don't know. You don't remember, do you? I'm Sui. Kayama Sui, that is. Back in kindergarten, you helped me at the park. I've never heard that name in my life. Yamato, on the other hand. Sui? Sui? Oh, I remember now. You were such a crybaby back then. Oh, you remember. Yeah, that's right. It's me, Sui. I'm so happy you remembered, Yamato. Can I get an explanation here? I'm kind of lost. How did Yamato ever make friends with a girl like her? Remember the park where the three of us used to play? Yeah. It was always just me, Takaru, and Yamato. One day I noticed Sui being bullied there. They took her hat, if I recall. Yeah. And Yamato got it back for me. After that, we would occasionally play together. I never knew. I can't believe Yamato kept this a secret from me. In fact, this is the first time I've ever heard about any of this stuff. But man, who'd have thought I'd run into you here of all places? And that you'd become so pleasantly well-endowed, too. There he goes again, being an incorrigible perv as usual. And those disgusting grabbing gestures he's making with his hands. I can imagine what he's fantasizing about. His eyes are, of course, glued to Sui's chest. Yeah, jeez. Yamato, you've always been so naughty, hee. Sui hides her chest with a giggle. Why do I get the feeling she's low-key enjoying this? What did he do to her back in the day? Jesus, I gotta be extra vigilant from now on.
ちょっとヤマト、さっきからどこ見てんのよ!
That's enough, Yamato. Don't think I'm not seeing where you're looking. Yeah! I gave his stupid, lecherous face a quick slap. Is violence the only language you speak, you goddamn titty monster? Who are you calling the titty monster, you tight foreskinned lecher? Please don't fight. When I snap back at Yamato with a fiery glare, Sui attempts to stop us in a borderline tearful voice. Why did you guys come here anyway? What's this about being guest students? Sui fidgets and tiptoes in a panic, desperately trying to change the subject. She knows exactly what she's doing, but at the same time, I do find her mannerisms genuinely adorable. Sorry. Oh, and just call me Mikoto. I'll call you Sui as well. Is that okay? Okay, Mikoto. That'll do, I guess. As for the reason why we're here, how do I put it? I can't exactly tell her the truth. At times like this, Takeru would be able to skillfully dodge the question, but without her around... Right, so the truth is, the two of us are actually demon hunters now. We came here to look for Makoto's sister, Takeru. Yamato, the hell you're doing? Or you doing, rather. While I'm over here trying to come up with a serviceable enough excuse, this dumbass goes and tells her the truth without so much as batting an eye. Okay, so, the thing he said about demon hunters is like, and the person we're looking for is, well, I just gave Yamato a quick poke and tried my best to get us out of the hole he just dug us into. However... Demon hunters? Takeru? Oh, I see. You mean Shiratori Takeru. It's Takeru. I got it wrong. Right? I didn't realize she was your sister. Huh? You know Takeru? Sui's unexpected revelation makes me immediately forget that I've been trying to steer her away from this exact subject. Yamato leans forward as well, clearly eager to hear more. We only chatted a little. She talked about, demon hunting, too. She did? Really? Takeru talked to you about demon hunters? Yes, from what I understood, she was in the middle of some kind of investigation. The truth is, I thought she was really cool, so I sort of watched her in secret. There's a tinge of embarrassment in her voice. I'm not particularly surprised, though. Takeru's always been popular with the other girls. But she eventually noticed me, and our eyes met. When that happened, Takeru, she looked a little surprised. She told me to keep it a secret, though, and that's when she revealed all these things about demon hunters and other stuff I didn't fully understand. She also told me I had a strong spiritual affinity and asked if I'd ever seen any ghosts.
But,
There is something I found really odd, though. Takeru is one of the most amazing people I've ever met, but no one even gave her a second glance, almost as if they hadn't noticed she was there. Sui continues her story, slowly but surely remembering things as they happened. I see, she really does have a strong spiritual affinity. The barrier whose faint traces I felt at the school served to conceal Takeru from others. Such a barrier would make it significantly more difficult for the average person to be consciously aware of Takeru's presence. It's the perfect tool for quiet infiltration, but its effects diminish when it comes to people with an especially powerful spiritual affinity. People like Sui. But to think she would actually remain completely unaffected by Takeru's spell. Sui clearly remembers both Takeru's physical features and her presence at the school. I could be wrong, but I get the feeling this girl's spiritual affinity is off the charts. I specialize more in offensive spells, so sensing spiritual auras and the like is pretty far from my field of expertise. But even I can tell just how strong her affinity is. Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't you show us around school, Sui? We've yet to fully get our bearings, you see. Okay. But did something happen to Takeru? You said you were looking for her. Yeah, we actually haven't heard from her in a while, hence why we're here. Hey, slow down. You can't just involve her like that. Think about the potential consequences. If something really did happen to Takeru, this could end up putting poor, innocent Sui in danger. It's okay, really. I'm worried about Takeru too, so please allow me to show you around. After stuttering her words out, Sui looks sheepishly at the floor as her face turns beet red. Wait a second, does she actually... No, it's not even up for debate. I'm 100% sure about it. Sui has a crush on Yamato. Huh. So a girl like her would fall for someone like him. Interesting. It's making me feel kinda weird. Right. Now that we're all on the same page, just as Yamato is about to take charge. Oh! Sounds like we're out of time. We hear the chime of the school bell signaling the end of our break. I need to hurry back to my classroom. Right, then why don't you show us around after classes are over? I doubt trying to squeeze it into break time is gonna cut it. What do you think? Sure, I'll meet you back here after classes then. Are you really sure about this? We don't want to force you. It's okay, don't worry about me. I decided to ask her just to be on the safe side, despite knowing exactly how she'd respond. Besides, I'd actually be really happy if I could help you two. Oh, I see. Glad to hear you feel that way. We're grateful for your help. Don't mention it, Mikoto. Sui, huh? She may be overly timid, but her heart's in the right place. She gives us a warm, bashful smile. Oh crap, come on, teacher's almost here. Right, okay, we'll see you later, Sui. Okay, take care, both of you. We both make a mad dash for the classroom after spotting the teacher at the far end of the hallway. I certainly didn't expect that we'd run into an old acquaintance of Yamato's at a place like this. Still, at least now we have ourselves a guide. It should only be a matter of time until we find Takeru. Or Takeru, rather. After classes are over. Sorry for being late. And that's actually where we're gonna end it, too. I know there's no bugs and demons and crazy shit, but maybe that happens later. I mean, right now, according to VNDB, this novel is 16 hours, but that's only one reader. Nobody else is commenting on how long the thing is, which is weird. But it appears to be 16 hours all the way through. So, this could be a long journey, and it seems to start pretty basic with Slice of Life High School stuff, right? Never expected that. We've already seen the crazy shit, so, it's gonna get even more fucked up, but maybe not for a while. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grim Sentai Corner and Inyochu.